Justin Fluke with you, joined by Coach Caleb Moeller. Time to talk about the Blue Jay football. The postseason begins at the familiar opponent in Royal Valley early this week as well. We'll get to all that in a bit. Let's go back and recap St. Mary's, Coach. You end up 5-3 in the regular season, falling to St. Mary's in the game last Friday night. And 24-3, the final score, but sounds like the score was a little bit deceiving. I mean, they had some short fields because of turnovers and several opportunities that your team couldn't quite cash in on in the red zone. But ultimately, a loss that made the playoff picture look a little bit different. And I'm sure one that you tried to move on pretty quickly from last Friday and focus on the postseason, huh?
Yeah, you know, last Friday we had our times where we could execute a little bit better, and you know, turnovers hurt us, and we put ourselves in bad positions on defense, and field position was a huge thing throughout that game, and you know, we actually outgained them in yardage wise, but you know, just those critical moments in the game just didn't go our way, and you know, we've got to work on that and limit the turnovers and execute when we get in the red zone. And, you know, we've been talking about that. We've been working on that all year. And, you know, come playoff times, those things are a big difference in the ballgame. And hopefully we got all that out of our system and we'll execute at a higher level when we get that opportunity in the playoffs.
You bet. And the other good thing is that it's pretty correctable. I know after a while you kind of, you know, wonder how many different ways you can have conversations or whatever to the little things that help avoid those kind of mistakes or those things that make a big difference at the end of a game. But, I mean, it's correctable. It's all there. I'm sure the kids acknowledge it just the same as the coaching staff. Hey, if we don't do this and if we do that, you know, everything looks a whole lot different.
Yeah, and our kids have responded well to it, and they've come back this week to practice with a great attitude and, you know, carrying the ball well, throwing the ball well in practice, and yeah, and obviously they don't want to make a mistake, and they don't want to jump off sides, or they don't want to turn the ball over, and, you know, our guys, what I'm mostly proud of them on is just their ability to go play and play really hard, and we've done that. Every game that we've played in is we played four quarters, and they just play with an intensity and effort that we expect here at Sabetha, and that's what the guys want to do. And we put a full ball game together, and we execute at the level that we see every day in practice, and yeah, we'll be a tough team to beat in the playoffs.
I know I've asked you about the defense a few times this season, but it continues to kind of stand out to me just how well your defense is playing. I mean, you know, sure tackling, not allowing a lot of big plays, just not allowing a lot of points, period. You have to feel like if your defense can keep at the level that they're at, that, you know, that's going to give you a chance in any game the rest of the way.
Yeah, our defense has sure been playing team ball. And, you know, they just do a really good job of doing what they're supposed to do at their positions. And really our physicality is at a really high level, and you know, our goal going in every game is stop the run and limit the big play, and we've really done a good job of having teams earn everything they get on the football field. And yeah, our defense is you know, by far you know, our strong suit of this team. And And, you know, Coach Bergerman and Coach Hamilton have done a great job with scheming up, a game plan every week for the opponent that we're facing. And our kids really, go out there and execute that game plan at a really high level. So, looking forward to this week again to a familiar, opponent, and an offense that we've faced several times this year. And, you know, obviously, going against the wishbone, you really got to be disciplined and do your job on every single play.
Pretty interesting that it is Royal Valley, your week 9 opponent, to begin the postseason. We'll talk about that a little bit more in depth after this time out as we continue here on the Blue Jay Locker Room Chat. Justin Fluke back with you, joined by Coach Caleb Moeller, talking about the football, the playoffs, postseason. Yes, it begins, Class 2A, and a familiar opponent, as you mentioned, Coach. You faced Royal Valley in Week 4. You got the win 7-6, and here's the Panthers again, a league opponent and, a rematch and a much bigger contest, obviously, is this one. Only the winner will keep their season alive. So a lot of things we could probably talk about as far as, you know, the playoffs and this new seeding and all that. But it is what it is at this point. So let's talk about Royal Valley and a short week at that because your game is on Thursday night. So how's the prep been getting ready to rematch against the Panthers here Thursday?
Yeah, you know, with the quick turnaround from Friday to a Thursday game now, our kids came in Monday ready to go. And yesterday we finished out with a really good practice, and we plan to sharpen things up today with pregame practice and be ready to go on Thursday. You know, Royal Valley, they're playing some really good ball right now, and you know, with the wishbone offense, they do the same thing each week, and they get really good at those things every week and improve on their offense. And we look forward to that challenge of stopping another run-dominant offense this week.
I guess maybe. I mean, most people probably expect a low-scoring game, right? That's how it was the first time. Both teams have had some lower-scoring games. There's been a lot of those in the Big East. But if it is a low-scoring game, it's likely that it comes down to a couple big mistakes. I guess just to echo what we said in the first segment, I mean, one or two mistakes in a game like this could go a long ways in deciding the final winner.
Yeah. You know, that's playoff football, and, during the playoffs, if you turn the ball over or you have several negative plays and, field position battle, that's huge in a game like this with the two offenses that are going to be going against each other. And, sustaining drives, just manufacturing first downs, being good with 4 yards a carry, and those are the things that are going to make a big difference in this ball game.
I would imagine both coaches, though, probably feel like and have thrown in a couple wrinkles, right? I mean, both teams obviously going to do what they do and what's got them to 5-3 in the success this season. But I think we'd probably be crazy if we didn't expect both teams to try to throw in a few little wrinkles, right?
Yeah. You work all season and you have fun with the guys on a few things. And, we expect that from them. They've done some the Philly special, and they did a tight end to tackle touchdown pass, and they've thrown in those things, and every team does that throughout the year. So it's just those things you practice every day, and hopefully you execute those and hit those at the right time during the game.
You bet. Should be a fun one, Coach. Best of luck against Royal Valley on Thursday night. Thanks for talking Blue Jay football with us throughout the year.
All right. Thanks, Justin. Thanks for everything you do for our kids and covering all the area coaches.
You bet. Royal Valley, the opponent for Sabetha. That game on the Sabetha channel, of course, here Thursday night. That's Caleb Moeller. And the Sabetha Locker Room Chats are always brought to you by Sailor Insurance Service, by Garrett Country Mart, and by C&K Service in Sabetha.